This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, the DNRC, has changed the types of recreational use for state trust land near Gallatin Gateway. After receiving two citizen-initiated petitions to close two tracts of state trust land, DNRC held a public meeting on June 3rd and accepted public comment on the petitions. DNRC Central Land Office Area Manager Hoyt Richards said, "As part of DNRC's engagement with the public, we received comments that indicated there are public safety issues at the site. The decision to modify recreational use addresses these safety issues while maintaining access for other recreational use of the tract. Before the decision, a firearm restriction was put in place in 2022 for part of the tract on Axtell-Ansony Road. The other tract on High Flat Road has an existing categorical closure to all recreational use during the growing season. The petitions received by DNRC requested full year-round closure to all recreational activity. The decision released by DNRC grants the petitions with modifications. It is now prohibited to target shoot on the state lands. That closure is year-round to address safety issues and impacts to private property and livestock. The tract on Axtell-Ansony Road remains open to other recreational uses year-round and lawful licensed hunting during applicable hunting seasons. The High Flat Road tract is already subject to a categorical closure to all recreational use from April 1st to October 31st during the growing season for an agricultural lease. Outside of the growing season, the tract will be open to all recreational use and archery and shotgun use during hunting season, November 1st to March 31st. The department will reevaluate the decision in 2028. To address the loss of a target shooting site on public land, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks recently applied for an easement for a formal shooting range in Gallatin County. DNRC and FWP will work on a formal shooting range on state trust land in Gallatin County to meet community needs and provide a safe place for target shooting. Now that our state is experiencing summer heat, Montana waters have developed algae blooms with rising water temperatures and low water flows. Algal blooms have been reported in Montana lakes, ponds, and streams. The algae is cyanobacteria in large patches, more commonly known as harmful algae blooms or HABs. HABs can occur where there are increased nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus in the water, and when factors such as temperature, sunlight, and calm water are right for them to thrive. HABs can release toxins into the water that can cause skin irritation and can make people sick, and can be fatal to pets or livestock if ingested. People are encouraged to report suspected harmful algae blooms, or HABs, at hab.mt.gov to help alert others and prevent illness. State officials have a new slogan to warn people to stay out of the water that may have an algal bloom. When in doubt, stay out. People should avoid drinking, swallowing, or swimming in the water that looks suspicious, and children, pets, and livestock should be kept away. Algal blooms often show up as scum or unusual color in the water and can look a bit like spilled paint, pea soup, or grass clippings. Algal blooms are usually blue or green. Direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation of the toxins can irritate the skin, eyes, nose, throat, and respiratory system and may cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, dizziness, muscle weakness, or liver and kidney damage. People should rinse off immediately with tap water if they or their pet has come into contact with an HAB. In an emergency, people can call Poison Control at 1-800-222-1222. The state website at hab.mt.gov includes algae bloom reports, advisories, and a map of suspected problem areas. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.